Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹们。
We are now entering the summer season.
现在呢，我们已经进入到夏天了。
And of course, just now you just heard it's pouring rain.
外面呢是在下着雨。
So it doesn't feel like summer.
感觉呢不像是夏天。
But I don't want to be a bearer of bad news, but next week is going to be really hot, like 30 degrees.
但是呢，我告诉你不好的消息，下周呢还是要下雨。
So enjoy the rain while you have it.
所以呢，先享受这个雨吧。
And of course, with the summer season, students are to be off school.
所以呢，学生们呢也快要放暑假了。
And if you haven't done so, Oak Ridge Park recently opened.
我们也注意到这个 Oak Ridge Park 呢最近也开张了。
And perhaps maybe some of you have already.Have a vacation plans for summer.
所以你们当中有一些人呢，可能已经有旅行的计划了。
Nevertheless, I'm actually very grateful that we get to gather like this.
我呢非常感恩，我们可以聚在一起，像今天这样。
Like, are you grateful that you can gather like this, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，你们感觉到感恩吗？我们可以这样子来聚会在一起。
If you're grateful, just say yes. Okay, there we go.Well, I hope you're blessed by the Lord so far, and of course, after the service, we get to spend more time with one another for fellowship.
我们愿意神呢赐福给每一位，在我们的崇拜之后呢，我们也有相聚交通的时间。
And now we get to hear from God through the preaching of His Word.
现在呢，我们要来听神的话语。
And so let me begin by asking you a question.
让我来问大家一个问题。
Out of all the responsibilities that a pastor has, what is the one specific duty he should excel in above everything else?
这个问题是，在一个牧师他所要承担的所有的职责当中呢，哪一项，哪一个具体的项是他必须要完成的非常好的？
You see, the pastor counsels people.
你知道，一位牧师呢，他们劝诫人。
He visits the sick.
有病人呢，他们要去拜访。
He buries the dead.
他要主持葬礼。
He marries couples.
他也要主持婚礼。
He navigates conflict.
他要解决矛盾。
And he leads the church.
他要领导教会。
The Apostle Paul, however, puts his finger on one non-negotiable competency.
但是呢，保罗呢，对一件事情呢，他就特别的指出来了。
And if he isn't good at this one skill, then he shouldn't be a pastor.
如果一位牧师呢，在这一项上，他如果做得不好的话呢，他不应该是一位牧师。
And it's the skill that you see the pastor do Sunday after Sunday.
这一项职责呢，是一位牧师星期天要做的，每一个星期天都要做的。
We have been slowly and carefully walking through the qualification.Of the pastor, elder, or overseer in Titus chapter 1, verses 5 to 9.
我们是很仔细的来讲解了提多书第一章的第五到九节。
And before we go any further, I just want to remind you of something we established earlier in this series.
在我们继续下去之前呢，我想提醒一下已经确立的事情。
That the words pastor, elder, and overseer do not describe three different men.
牧师、长老和监督这几个不同的称呼呢，不是指不同的人。
They describe one man.
他是指同一个人。
And last month, Brother Keon introduced us to the acronym PEO.
上一次呢，Keon 弟兄呢为我们引进了一个缩写，叫做 PEO.
Which is Pastor, Elder, and Overseer.
就是牧师、长老和监督。
And so we'll keep using that language today from time to time.
我们继续的要使用这个词。
And if I somehow say pastor or elder, then know that I'm referring to the PEO.
如果我说的是牧师或者是长老的话，其实你要知道我说的其实是三位。
So back in Titus chapter 1 verse 5, Paul sent Titus to the island of Crete with a single urgent assignment, which is to put things in biblical order.
在提多书的第一到五节呢，保罗呢指派提多去格里特岛去执行一项任务。
And the specific order is to appoint biblically qualified men as elders in the local churches.
具体的事情呢，就是要他去地方的教会呢，把事情呢按照圣经的教导呢办理整齐了。
And Titus has to do this in every town across, you know, this island called Crete, which is in southeast of Greece.
图上的这个地方呢，就是这个格里底岛。他要去这个格里底岛上的任何所有的城镇去办这件事。
And here, Titus chapter 1 verse 5 is not just an opening instruction.
第一章的第五节呢，并不是仅仅是一个开篇的一个指令。
It is the interpretive key to the entire letter.
它是理解这一封整封信的一个关键。
And once you understand what Paul sent Titus to do, then everything else in this letter falls into place.
一旦你明白了保罗派提多去这个岛上去办什么事情，其他的事情你就容易明白了。
And it is carefully is a carefully structured letter with one driving purpose.
这封信呢是一封很严谨的信，它带着一个积极的目的。
Which is to bring the Church of Jesus Christ into proper order and genuine godliness.
这个目的呢就是把耶稣基督的教会带入合乎圣经的秩序。和真实的敬虔里面。
Now, Titus chapter 1, in Titus chapter 1, verses 6 to 8, Paul just gave us a portrait of the elder's character.
在前面的第六到第九节呢，保罗呢已经给出了一个合格的教会领袖的他的性格的特点。
And the list here is rather demanding.
这个系列的堆的要求呢是很严格的。
Because twice in this passage, Paul says that the elder must be above reproach.
在这一段里面，保罗两次提到说，这些长老、执事和牧师的行为呢，需要是无可指责的。
And that phrase is really worth pausing on.
这个词呢是值得我们停下来
想一下。Now, above reproach does not mean perfection.
无可指责并不是指说要完美的。
It means that his life is so characterized by integrity, self-discipline, and godly conduct that his critics cannot find legitimate ground to accuse him.
这个无可指责呢，是说到这个人他的性格是应该是正直完全的，是自律的，是敬虔的，以至于他的批评者呢，想要找不出站得住脚的理由来指责他。
You see, he is not sinless, but blameless.
这个人呢，并不是说他毫无没有罪，而是说他无可指责。
And this standard applies everywhere.
这个标准呢，是运用在所有的领域当中。
In his home.
在他的家里面。
In the church.
在教会里面。
In the community.
在社区当中。
In the society.
在社会上。
Like who he is in the four walls of the church is consistent with who he is outside of the church.
他在这个教会里面的是什么样子？他在外面教会以外也应该是一样的。
And there's no compartment of his life where the standard drops.
在他的生活里面呢，没有哪一个领域当中呢，这个标准是可以降低的。
And Paul even says the same thing in 1 Timothy chapter 3, where an overseer must be above reproach.
保罗呢，也在提摩太前书的三章一到七节呢，也说到监督呢，他们也是需要是无可指责的。
And so Paul here is drawing a clear and non-negotiable line.
保罗呢，在这里呢，就提出了一个不可以打折扣的一个标准。
And it is consistent in his pastoral letters.
在他的教牧书信里面呢，这一点呢，一直是一样的。
And so Paul has established the godly character of the PEO.
保罗呢就确立了一个合乎要求的教会领袖的性格特征。
And now he turns to a distinguishing skill required of him.
他现在呢就讲到了对这个领袖的一个具体的一个要求。
And this is not merely a character quality.
这个不光是他性格上的特点。
It is a competency.
他这是一个技能，一个能力。
It is his duty.
是他的职责。
It is his responsibility. It's a responsibility that belongs to the office itself.
这个是这一个职位的他特有的一个要求。
See, 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 2 says that the overseer must be able to teach.
提摩太前书三章二节呢，讲到长老呢必须要能够教导。
Teach what?
教导什么呢？
The Bible.
教导圣经。
Sound doctrine.
教导纯正的教义。
And Titus chapter 1 verse 9 just brings it all together.
所以呢，在第九节里面呢，就把这所有的内容就放到一起了。
It shows us the relationship between the PEO, the word, and the ministry of teaching.
在这一句里面呢，就让我们看到了教会的领袖和神的话语以及教导的事工之间的关系。
And here Paul is going to give those godly men of the church two clear non-negotiable mandates.
在这里呢，保罗呢就给教会领袖呢两条不可以打折扣的要求。
And so let's take a look at them together.
所以现在呢，我们要一起来看。
And first, the elders are committed to getting the message right.
第一条呢，就是这些教会的领袖呢，他们需要致力于将真理搞正确了。
You see, in the beginning of verse 9, it says, he must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught.
第九节的前半段呢，就讲到说他要坚守所教真实的道理。
So they're to cling to the message.
他要紧紧地抓住这个真理。
And they're to be convicted by the message.
他要深信确信这个真理。
Now, what does it mean to hold firm?
什么叫坚守呢？
It means clinging on to something tightly.
他意思就是说紧紧地抓住一个东西。
It can also mean to give your complete devotion to something.
也可以说是把你的全部的完全的忠诚的给一个东西。
And so the PEO are to pay careful attention to the trustworthy word by devoting to it and clinging to it.
所以呢，教会的领袖呢，他们必须要看重神真实的道理，他们要来完全的信靠和紧紧地抓住。
He should be zealous in their devotion to biblical truth.
他是必须是热心的信从圣经教导的真理的。
He should be a man of biblical conviction.
他必须是一个完全信服圣经教导的人。
He should know what he believes and teaches.
他需要知道他所信的是什么，他所教的是什么。
And he's willing to die for them.
他愿意为此而死。
He should especially be like-minded in faith and doctrines alongside other elders.
他也必须要跟教会的其他的领袖在信心和教义上面思想一致。
And the purpose of being like-minded is so that there's unity of faith, unity in doctrine in the church leadership.
以至于呢，可以在教会的领袖当中呢，他们在信心和教义上是合一的。
You see, when he's holding fast, this is a continuous action, not just a one-time action.
要坚守真理呢，这个是一个持续性的动作，不是一次性的。
If he is appointed to be an elder, he doesn't immediately drop his responsibility.
如果他被选成为一个长老呢，他不会说放下这个职责。
If anything, it should intensify his responsibility.
相反的，他应该是更加深了他的这个职责。
It's like a man in a storm who refuses to let go of the rope.
就像一个在风暴当中的人，他 不想要去 放手抓着绳子一样。
He doesn't just touch the rope, he clings onto it.
他不是轻轻的那个触碰那个绳子，而是紧紧的抓住。
That's the image we're given here.
这个呢，就是这里所描绘的一个画面。
The elder's relationship to the word of God, is one of gripping devotion.
教会领袖跟话语之间的关系呢，是他们是紧紧地抓住深深的幸福的关系。
Now, what is he called to hold firm to?
什么？为什么？教会领袖呢被呼召要来紧紧地抓住呢，紧守呢
？The text is very precise here.
经文呢非常的精确了。
The elder does not, the Paul does not say that the elder is to hold firm to the vision of the church.
保罗并没有说这些领袖呢需要来紧紧地抓住教会的意向。
He does not say hold firm to the mission statement of the church.
也不是抓住事工的宣言。
He does not say hold firm to the big picture or the five-year plan of the church.
也不是抓住教会的计划。
He does not say hold firm to what the congregation wants to hear.
也没有说要紧紧抓住会众喜欢听的。
Now all those things may have their place.
这一些事情呢都有一定的重要性。
But none of them are what Paul puts in the elder's grip.
但是呢都不是保罗所要说的。
The text tells us very clearly that they are to hold firm or cling on to the trustworthy word as taught.
圣经说呢，他们需要紧紧抓住所被教导的可信靠的话语。
See, Paul was talking about God's word or the Bible.
保罗在这里讲的是神的话语，圣经。
Now, Paul doesn't say that the word somehow becomes trustworthy when the elder grips it.
保罗并不是说，如果是这些教会的领袖紧紧抓住这些话语的话，这些话语就变成真实可信的。
The word is already trustworthy.
这些话语，神的话语本来就是真实可信的。
Its trustworthiness is intrinsic, not assigned by us.
它的真实可信呢，是本质，它的本质并不是由人赋予的。
See, the word is objectively trustworthy and faithful.
它神的话语是真实可信的。
Our subjective opinion does not determine its trustworthiness.
我们的主观的意见呢，并不会改变它的可信程度。
The world's opinion does not determine its trustworthiness.
这个世人的相不相信呢，也不能决定它是否可信。
The word stands whether the world agrees with it or not.
神的话语立定，不管这个世界是怎么看它。
You see, the elders and the pastors who understand that will handle the word with much reverence.
如果教会的领袖明白这一点的话，他们就在对待神的话语方面呢，就有敬畏、尊敬。
And he will do what Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, where Paul says, Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth.
他也就可以做到提摩太后书二章十五节。保罗所说的，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
See, they are to love the faithful word of God.
教会的领袖呢，他们就会爱神信实的话语。
Bible is the foundation of their lives and ministry.
圣经呢，就是他们的生命的根基，也是他们事工的根基。
They are to study it.
他们就会要研读它。
Believe it.
相信它。
Obey it,
顺服他
and also is their spiritual nourishment.
这个是他们属灵的营养。
Now there's one last thing we need to notice in this verse.
我们还有一件事情需要注意到。
And that is the word as taught.
就是说所教的这几个字。
As taught. So this trustworthy word is not a new teaching.
这个真实的道理呢，并不是一个新的道理。
The elders are not called to teach something fresh and new that's never been said before.
教会领袖呢，并不是被呼召去讲一些以前从来没有人讲过的事情。
He is called to hold fast to what has been received and what has been passed down through the apostles.
他们是被呼召去讲那些领受的、被传下来的事情，通过使徒被传下来的事情。
And it's the content of that which is taught to doctrine, to the divinely revealed truth.
就是那些被教导的神的真理，神所启示的真理。
It really comes from the apostolic teaching.
那些真理是由使徒教导传下来的。
Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 to 2, You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men.Who will be able to teach others also?
保罗在提摩太后书二章一到二节这样讲：“我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。”
Even in Acts chapter 2 verse 42, the first century church devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
在《使徒行传》的第二章四十二节，一世纪的信徒们，他们也恒心遵守使徒的教训。
And in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 20, Paul commands Timothy to guard the deposit entrusted to him.
在提摩太前书六章二十节，保罗也要求提摩太要保守住所托付他的。
And primarily, this would have been the message of the gospel.
总的来讲呢，这主要说的是救恩的信息。
Like Jesus' death and resurrection.
耶稣的死和他的复活。
It would also include all the teachings and doctrines taught by Christ.
也包括耶稣自己所教导的一切的教训。
And we have the apostolic teachings found in the New Testament.
我们也可以在新约圣经里面找到使徒们的教导。
And so, brothers and sisters, pray for your elders, pray for your pastors.
所以弟兄姊妹们要祷告，为你们的属灵的领袖祷告。
Holding fast to the trustworthy word as taught is especially true in the face of opposition and confusion.
让他祷告他们可以在可以坚守真实的道理，特别是面对反对和面对混乱的时候。
There will be some in the church or outside of church who may pressure us to loosen our grip of the word.
在教会里面和教会外面，可能会有一些人来给我们压力，要我们放松对神话语的依靠。
They may even tell them or even myself, just soften the message.
他们可能会告诉我们说，要软化，把信息软化一点。
Oh, be less doctrinal.
让不要讲那么在教义上放松一点。
Oh, how about try to be more culturally adaptive?
要多一点迎合文化。
Or maybe to tell me, tell more stories and entertain them.
或者呢是叫要我们要多讲一点故事，让他们娱乐一下。
And even I'll just say this, even our government these days withhold what he called the Bill C-9.Telling us as Christians that, oh, we cannot talk about this topic or else you get arrested.
虽然呢，最近出来一个bill 呢，就是法案呢，叫做 C9 的，要求我们不可以谈论某一些的话题。
But brothers and sisters, the pastors, elders, we have no authority to loosen our grip.
但是呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们教会的领袖呢，我们没有权柄去放松对神话语的持守。
We are not casually holding on to the word.
我们不可以去对神的话语随随便便的。
Paul instructs us to hold on to the word as if our lives depend on it.
保罗教导我们呢，我们要紧紧抓住神的话语，就像我们的生命是在它上面一样。
You see, the word is the sword of the spirit.
大家知道神的话语就是圣灵的宝剑。
And the man of God knows that if he drops his weapon, he'll lose the battle.
属神的人明白，如果我们放下这个武器的话，我们这一仗肯定要打输。
And so even before appointing the man to be an elder, he must already have already demonstrated this his confident devotion to the word.
所以呢，在一位弟兄被指派为教会的领袖之前呢，他必须要已经表现出来他对圣经的话语有充足的信心和信靠。
And the church leadership and the members of the church.Can affirm that.
教会的领袖和会员呢，也可以来确认这一点。
Would you want a man who doesn't hold fast to the trustworthy word?
你想不想一位领袖，就是他对神的话语随随便便的
？I hope you wouldn't want that.
我希望你不想要这样的领袖。
I hope you're grateful to the Lord that the elders and pastors are holding firm to the trustworthy word as taught.
我希望你对神感恩，就是感恩我教会的领袖呢，他们是持守神的话语的。
Now Paul explains the purpose behind what he just said.
保罗呢也解释了为什么。
He told them you have to get the message right.
他告诉他们说你们要把这个信息这个真理呢搞对了，持守住。
And now the elders are committed to getting the message out.
然后呢？他们需要把真理传出去，传扬真道。
And so he said, so that's a purpose clause, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine and also to rebuke those who contradict it.
所以呢，他接下来呢，在九节的下半段呢，说就能将纯正的教导劝化人，又能把争辩的人驳倒了。
And so Paul gives the elder a twofold purpose with the word.
所以呢，保罗给这些教会的领袖呢一个双重的一个目的。
To declare the message.
第一就是宣讲真道。
And to defend the message.
第二个呢就是捍卫真道。
One theologian put it this way.
有一位神学家呢这样讲。
A pastor needs two voices, one for gathering the sheep and the other for driving away the wolves.
他说呢，一位牧师呢需要有两个声音，第一个声音呢是用来召唤招聚羊群，另外一个声音呢是用来赶跑狼。
Both voices come from the same source.
两个声音呢都是来自同一个源头。
That is the word of God.
就是神的话语。
Now let's take a look at it closely.
让我们仔细来看。
First, he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine.
首先呢，他需要能够教导人、劝化人。
Here, the elders are to declare the message.
这个教会的领袖呢，就是要来宣讲真理。
And to give instruction can also be translated as to exhort.
劝化人呢，也可以翻译成劝诫人。
It literally means to call alongside of for the purpose of giving strength and help.
他的意思呢，就是说到一个人的旁边呢，就是给他帮助，给他力量。
It is to strongly encourage an individual with something.
就是好好的去鼓励某一个人。
Now, giving instruction in sound doctrine can take place in different contexts.
劝诫人呢，可以在发生在不同的场合。
Like Bible study.
在查经的时候。
Sunday school.
在主日学里面。
Counseling.
在辅导的时候。
And preaching.
在讲道的时候。
So giving instruction has a positive aspect of the word.
劝诫人呢，其实是有一个积极的意味在里面。
It is not merely to just give you information，
并不是说单单的就是提供给你信息。
It is to build you up，
而是说要来建造你。
It draws you toward the truth，
而把你带向真理。
Notice that Paul doesn't just simply say exhort，
他并没有简单的说劝诫。
He says that he has to do so in sound doctrine，
他是说在纯正的教导当中劝
诫人。Now that word sound is rather important and powerful and crucial to understand.
这个纯正的这个词呢非常的重要。
Now this is not talking about the noise per se as if you're hearing a sound.
并不是指一个声音。
Oh, this is not talking about the noise as if you're hearing a sound.
不是指一个你听得见的一个声音。
In fact, the original language, the word sound here carries the same meaning as our English word hygiene.
这个原文的这个意思，纯正的这个词呢，它其实是带着我们英文里面说卫生、健康的这个意思。
Now we may start immediately think, oh, having a clean body after showering.
我们立刻就想到，就是说，就像是我们沐浴以后的一个干净的身体。
See, the word sound means healthy.
这个词呢，意思是健康的。
Means wholesome.
是整体的。
Free from infection.
没有什么感染的。
Free from error.
没有什么错误的。
And then we learn the word doctrine.
然后呢，我们来看一下，教义这个词。
Now maybe perhaps for some of you think, oh, doctrine sounds so deep, sounds so abstract.
你们当中有一些呢，可能想到说这个词听上去好像很深奥、很抽象。
But doctrine just simply means teaching.
其实呢，这个词呢，就是意思就是教导。
Now teaching refers to the entire body of essential theological truths that define and describe the message of Christianity.
教导的这个就涵盖了我们基督信仰的所有的真理。
And so when Paul uses the phrase sound doctrine, he is using the language of medicine.
在这里呢，保罗说到的这个纯正的教训呢，其实他用的是医学一样的一个词，一个短语。
He's talking about healthy teaching.
他意思就是健康的或者是有利于健康的教训。
So sound doctrine gives health to our souls. It is life-giving.
纯正的教训呢，给我们的灵魂呢一个健康，让我们维持属灵的生命。
We need healthy teaching so that we can become spiritually mature in Christ.
我们需要纯正的教训，以至于我们的属灵生命可以健康的成长。
Without sound doctrine, brothers and sisters, you're not receiving medicine for your souls.
如果没有纯正的教训，弟兄姊妹们，你们就得不到你们的灵魂需要的医治。
Now, my mom made Chinese soup and medicine for me.
我的妈妈呢，曾经给我熬这个中药。
Now, if you know what I'm talking about, I can tell you that it is not always tasty.
如果你没有试过的话呢，那个中药其实不好喝的。
Sometimes it is bitter.
有时候呢是苦的。
Sometimes it's hard to swallow.
有时候呢很难咽下去。
But you drink it because you know it is something inside you that, you drink it because you know that you need it.
但是呢你会喝它，因为你知道呢你需要。
You know that it is doing something inside you that nothing else can do.
你知道呢，这个中药呢，在你的体内呢，会做一些别的东西起不到的作用。
And it's the same thing with sound doctrine.
对纯正的教训呢，也是同样的。
It exhorts you.
它呢，劝诫你。
It confronts you.
它来面对你。
It confronts, convicts you.
它指控你。
And it corrects you.
它也来归正你。
Sadly, here's the sobering reality.
很遗憾呢，我们有面对一个事实，一个现实。
Here in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3, Paul warned Timothy that a day would come when people could no longer endure sound doctrine.
在提摩太后书第四章的第三节呢，保罗呢提醒提摩太说，时间要到呢，人们会厌烦纯正的道理。
They would surround themselves with teachers who only say what they want to hear.
人们呢只会去听那些教师，就是说他们喜欢听的话的那些教师。
Now that day is no longer coming because the day is already here.
保罗说的是时间要到，但是呢，其实那一天已经在这里了。
And maybe you're one of those people described in this verse.
也许你不是这些经文里面所说的人。
That is why sound doctrine is not optional for the church.
所以呢。纯正的教导呢，对一个教会来说呢，不是一个可有可无的选项。
Without it, you're not receiving the spiritual food you need to grow spiritually mature.
没有这一个纯正的教导呢，我们都不可以在属灵里面成长。
In contrast, there is a diseased teaching of the false teachers.
相对应的呢，我们就有假教师的错误的教导。
They prescribe poison for your souls.
他给你的灵魂毒药。
That's why us as pastors and elders, we have to guard the pulpit.
所以呢，这就是为什么我们要保卫好我们的讲台。
Even sometimes one error multiplies into more errors.
因为甚至一个错谬呢，可以生出很多很多的错谬来。
It has a domino effect.
它有一个连锁的效应。
And here is something you need to hear clearly.
你下面我要说呢，你需要好好的听。
Some Christians carry a wrong idea about sound doctrine.
有一些基督徒呢，关于这个纯正的教导呢，他们有一些错误的认识。
Let me just name them directly.
让我来举几个例子。
First, some people say, well, sound doctrine it drives people away.
有一些人呢会说，哎呀，纯正的教导呢会把人们都吓跑了的。
Now it may drive non-believers away, but it should draw God's people to it.
他可能会把那些不相信的人呢赶跑了，但是呢，他会吸引神的子民。
Second, sound doctrine divides.
还有人说呢，纯正的教导呢会引起分裂。
So that's what some people say.Like, oh, sound doctrine divides. We shouldn't talk about sound doctrine.
所以有些人呢就说纯正的教导引起分裂，所以我们不要谈这个纯正的教导了。
And perhaps it does.
也许是的，会引起分裂。
Because it divides truth from error.
因为纯正的教导把错谬的东西和正确的东西分开来。
Because we'll learn in a bit that sound doctrine corrects error.
因为在后面呢，我们就会学习到。纯正的教导如何来纠正错谬。
And third, I hear this often, like sound doctrine is irrelevant.
另外一个说法呢，就是说纯正的教导呢不重要。
Some people say, well, Christianity is about a lifestyle, it's not about theology.
有人会说呢，基督教呢是关于生活方式，不是关于一套的神学。
And I think that's probably the most dangerous idea in modern churches.
我想呢，这个是面临这个观念呢，是目前的教会所面临的最大的一个危险。
Because people think that there's no connection between what you believe and how you live.
因为呢，人们会相信说，你相信的事情和你的生活是怎样过出来，这个是没有连接的。
But nothing is further from the truth.
但是呢，没有比这更错误的了。
What you believe about the Bible.
你关于圣经，你相信什么？
What you believe about God.
关于神你相信什么？
What you believe about salvation.
关于救恩你相信的是什么？
What you believe about the church.
关于教会你相信的是什么？
And what you believe about the end times.
关于末世你相信的是什么？
They all shape how you live.
这所有的一切都决定你如何生活。
There is no version of Christianity where what you believe does not matter.
没有一种基督教的版本是说你信什么无关紧要的。
We'll learn later in Titus chapter 2 that sound doctrine establishes Christian practice for men and women and in the household.
我们在提多书的第二章里面就会学到纯正的教义是怎么样塑造男人女人的。
See, what believers hold to be true directly shapes their behavior.
信徒们他们相信的是什么直接影响到他们的行为。
Your conduct flows from your theology.
你的行为直接就反映了你所信的神学。
And so as a pastor, my duty is to, and not only a duty, it's my joy to preach the whole counsel of God's word.
作为一个牧师，我的职责也是我的喜乐的事情，就是来宣讲神的话语。
It is my responsibility to give you instruction in sound doctrine.
我的职责呢，也是来劝化人，是用纯正的教义来劝化人。
And not only that, we learn that the second thing that the elder is supposed to do is that he may be able to rebuke those who contradict it.
第二件教会的领袖需要做的事情呢，就是去驳倒那些对立的人。
And here we'll learn that he has to defend the message.
就是捍卫真理。
Now let me be honest about something.
让我说实话给你。
If I can be completely honest and maybe perhaps speak on behalf of the elders and pastors of OBC, we don't like to do this part.
我很诚实地告诉你，我也可以可能其他的教会的领袖呢也有同感，就是我们不喜欢做这一个部分。
We don't take pleasure in confrontation.
去直面人，去与人对抗呢，不是我们想喜欢做的事情。
Rebuking is not something any of us looks forward to.
责备什么人呢？责备人呢，也不是我们期待要做的事情。
You can correct me if I'm wrong, Elder Sam.
我想你们可以明白。
However, it is necessary because God's people, you, must be protected.
但是呢，我们必须要去做这个事情，因为呢，神的子民就是你们需要受到保护。
And we do so because we love you.
我们这样去责备人呢，是因为我们爱你们。
Now, what does it look like for the elders to rebuke?
那教会的领袖去责备人是什么样子呢？
Here's what it doesn't mean.
下面呢，我先说它不是什么样子。
It doesn't mean that we have to yell at the false teachers per se.
并不是说我们要去对那些假教师呢去大声的喊叫。
Doesn't necessarily mean we be aggressive and combative.
我们也不是说要气势汹汹或者是很挑衅、很好斗的对待他们。
Doesn't merely mean just being confrontational for the sake of being confrontational.
并不是说单单的只是去面对对抗就行。
Here's what it does mean.
而是这个意思。
Paul uses the word rebuke to mean bringing something hidden into light.
保罗在这里用到的词，驳倒呢，它是意思是说把一个东西从黑暗里面呢，把它带到光明里面去。
It is a process of revealing error through truth.
是一个过程，是一个通过真理来揭示错谬的一个过程。
It is to bring a person to the point where they can no longer deny what is wrong.
是说用真理来把一个人带到一个地步，就是他不可以再否认错误的东西。
And it is the word of God that is our authority for such a rebuke.
神的话语就是我们责备人的一个给我们这个权柄来责备人。
See, in the context of even right now, as I'm preaching, God would use the preaching of His word to edify and instruct God's people, and also to rebuke those in error, all at the same time.
就像现在，在我跟你们讲道的时候，神的话语呢，可以去启发、去带领那些他的子民。在与此同时呢，也可以去责备那些错谬的人。
So when Paul says rebuke those, he's talking about the people who try to contradict sound doctrine.
保罗要提多去责备的，就是那些持有不同的、相反的教义的人。
And I want you to know that this is pastoral.
这个是作为一个牧者 去做的。
The goal of rebuking is never just simply to win an argument.
去指责、去对抗的目的呢，并不是说去赢得一个争论。
The goal of rebuking is always the correction and restoration of the person teaching error.
而是去挽回、去去使他归回、去纠正这一个持有错误的观念的人。
See, Titus chapter 1 verse 13 makes it clear that such rebuke contains both education and restoration.
在提多书的第一章的第十三节呢，就说得很清楚，这种指责，这种指责呢，是包括有教导和恢复的作用。
See, Paul says, this testimony is true, therefore rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith.
保罗在那一节里面说，这个见证是真的，所以你要严严地责备他们，使他们在真道上纯全无疵。
And even the context and the intensity of the rebuke varies depending on the situation.
责备的背景或者是它的强烈的程度呢，可以因情况而异。
There is a time when us, the pastors and elders, should be sharp in our rebuke.
有一些时间，有一些情况之下呢，教会的领袖呢，必须责备的时候呢，必须要非常的严厉。
That's because false teachers are actively upsetting the family of God.
那是因为这些假教师呢，他们在积极的在捣乱败坏神的家。
Paul will later say in Titus chapter 1 verse 11, they must be silenced since they are upsetting whole families by teaching for shameful gain what they ought not to teach.
在十一节里面，保罗说，他们这些人呢的口总要堵住。他们因贪不义之财，将不该教导的教导人，败坏人的全家。
So even in this case, sometimes it may be appropriate to publicly rebuke them.
在这种情况下呢，可能是就是要公开的责备这些人是恰当的。
However, there are also moments that call for gentleness.
当然呢，也有一些情况呢，我们是要柔和的来做。
And then we'll go to that person privately.
我们可能私下的找到那一位。
We correct him or her with patience and gentleness.
带着耐心，带着温柔呢，去指正他。
We want to give him the opportunity to turn back from their errors.
我们想要给他一个机会呢，可以从错谬里面呢回转回来。
Now some may think that rebuking false teachers and those in errors with sound doctrine is not the most loving thing or the most Christ-like behavior.
有一些人呢，可能认为去用纯正的教导去指责那些假教师，好像不是一个很有爱的行为，不是一个像基督的行为。
Let me just respond to that statement.
让我来对这个意见呢做一个回应。
First, you open almost any book in the New Testament, and you will find a warning against false teachers.
第一呢，就是在新约圣经里面，几乎每一本书里面都有关于假教师的警告。
Like think about Jesus warned of them.
主耶稣警告过有假教师。
Peter warned of them.
彼得也警告过。
Paul warned of them.
保罗也警告过。
Now if you believe that confronting false teaching is unloving, your disagreement is not with the elders of the church.
如果你相信说去面对、去指责这些假教师是一个不没有爱的行为的话，那你这个观点是和教会的领袖是不一致的。
Your disagreement is with the word of God.
你也跟神的话语不一致。
Second, if the elders do not rebuke false teachers, those teachers and their teachings will spread.
还有呢，就是教会的领袖如果不去责备这些假教师的话呢，这些人的教导呢会传开来，扩散开来。
And they poison the Church of Jesus Christ, such as OBC.
他们就会毒害到神的教会，就比如说我们教会。
See, the shepherd who allows wolves to roam freely among those sheep is not being kind.
一个牧羊人如果他允许狼群进入羊群，这个并不是一个很爱的行为，善良的行为。
He's being negligent.
而是一个玩忽职守的行为。
See, silence in the face of danger is not love.
在危险面前，如果保持沉默呢，并不是爱。
It is abandonment.
而是纵容。
And third, this church does not belong to us.
第三个理由呢，教会呢不属于教会的领袖。
We are just simply under shepherds.
我们是一些小牧人。
See, the chief shepherd is the Lord Jesus Christ.
牧长呢是我们的主耶稣基督。
Jesus is the head of the church.
耶稣呢是教会的头。
He owns the flock.
他拥有这些羊群。
And Hebrews 13:17 tells us that we will give an account before him for how we led his people.
在希伯来书的第十三章十七节呢，告诉我们教会领袖呢要为如何带领神的子民，要在神的面前要交账。
See, every decision we make, including the decision to rebuke, is made with that accountability before us.
所以呢，我们所做的每一个的决定，包括这些去责备人的决定呢，都是在这个要交账的责任上来做出的。
Now, why did Paul give this immense responsibility and duty to the biblically qualified men for the PEOs?
为什么保罗把这么重大的责任要给这些教会的领袖呢？
Well, Paul will explain in verses 10 to 16 that it's because there are many in the island who are rebels, deceivers, and false teachers.
保罗在接下来的第十节到第十六节呢，就讲到，因为呢，在这个格里底岛上呢，有很多的人不服管束，好说谎话，还有很多的假教师。
So therefore they must be silenced.
所以呢，他们的口呢必须被堵住。
They need to be rebuked.
他们必须被责备。
And so we'll save that sermon for next month.
我们下一个月的讲道呢，就会讲到那个内容。
So I just want to conclude here.
这里呢就做一个总结。
We have learned that the PEOs are to be committed to getting the message right and getting the message out.
我们学习到教会的领袖呢需要致力于把信息把真理搞对了，并且呢把真理传出去。
So you cannot get the message out unless you have first gotten the message right.
你在把真理搞对了之前呢，你传不出去。
See, the private grip of God's word precedes the public declaration of God's word.
所以呢，在私下里抓紧神，紧紧抓住神的话语之后，才有一个公开的宣讲神的话语。
And you cannot give away what you have not first held on to.
你不可能去教导人你自己都还没有弄清楚的东西。
And so here are some questions and comments to reflect on for application.
接下去呢，我就有几个问题呢，让大家可以思考。
First,
第一
can I, brothers and sisters, can I just invite you to just pray for us, pray for your pastors and elders of OBC that we would hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught as we lead this church?
第一呢，就是我想要邀请你们，弟兄姊妹们，为我们教会的所有的，教会的领袖来祷告，祷告他们持守真理，紧紧地抓住真理。以至于他们可以领导好这个教会。
And second, while this speaks to the qualification of elders, it doesn't mean that you cannot apply the principles as well.
虽然这个讲到呢是讲这个内容呢是讲到关于教会领袖的资格，但是呢并不是说你不可以运用这些原则在你自己身上。
Now I pray that you would desire to get the message right so that you can get the message out into the world.
我建议我希望你有这样的心智，就是把神的真理搞对了，以至于呢，你可以把它传出去。
Let me also speak to the men of this church.
让我呢也对教会的弟兄们说下面的话。
Do you have the desire to be an elder?
你有没有一个心智要做教会的长老，教会的领袖
？And if so, then I encourage you to be devoted to the Word of God by studying it, reading it.And obeying it.
如果有的话，我鼓励你好好的去研读神的话语，并且顺服他。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
天父啊，谢谢你的话语。
Help us to take hold of this instruction you've given to the elders.
谢谢你给我们这些话语是给教会的领袖的。
Help us not to be pragmatic.
让我们不要太实际。
Help us to be devoted to your word on the qualification of elders and pastors.
让我们按照你的话语，来，让照按，长老，教会的领袖可以，遵照你的话语。
And help all of us to also be devoted to your word as well.
也让我们所有的人来好好的研读你的话语。
I pray all these things in your name.
我们这样的祷告是奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all stand for the singing.